where are you going? Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Trump was not removed from office, which we never really thought he would be. So what now? Wither the republic. Some people fear that now here's going to be, you know, nothing to hold him back. Trump unleashed off the rails. So Trump's not going to change.
Today, the president reeled off a deranged tirade at the White House where he celebrated his sham impeachment acquittal with his Republican co-conspirators.
What a day it was for our truthless dictator, Donald Jasmine Trump, today. He is... You know those celebratory lunches the White House has for teams that win the Super Bowl or Stanley Cup or whatever? Well, today the president had one of those for himself. He invited himself to the White House for a big stack of cheeseburgers and...
It's a celebration because we have... Something that just worked out. I mean, it worked out. We went through hell unfairly, did nothing wrong. I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit. Not purposely, but I've done things wrong. But this is what the end result is. You can take that home, honey, maybe we'll frame.
Donald Trump is the only person who would celebrate almost being thrown out of the White House. He ranted and raved for more than an hour this afternoon, airing every grievance, grinding every axe. It was his Petersburg address. And he took shots at those he considers to be his enemies. He even admitted once again that he fired FBI Director Jim Comey because Jim Comey was investigating him.
We've been going through this now for... Over 3 years, it was evil, it was corrupt, it was dirty cops, it was leakers and liars. It was a disgrace. Had I not fired James Comey, who was a disaster, by the way, it's possible I wouldn't even be standing here right now. We caught him in the act. Dirty cops.
Dirty cops. Wasn't that OJ's defense, dirty cops? It's
extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about me. Trump, quitter.
We had the witch hunt. It started from the day we came down the elevator.
It wasn't an elevator. Everyone knows it was an escalator. For Pete's sake, you were riding on it. You were on the damn, We've got you now, Mr. President.
Then Trump took aim at both Utah Senator Mitt Romney, the only Republican who voted to convict Trump, and also House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Romney cited his faith in explaining his vote, and Pelosi has said many times that she prays for the president, and Trump decided to attack them for it.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
Because what is prayer if not a time to air petty grievances? Then Trump's son, Don Jr., tried to back him up on Twitter this morning, writing, the likelihood of Nancy Pelosi praying for Trump is about the same as the likelihood of Satan running around quoting the scriptures. All right, okay, let's see if Satan has ever quoted the scriptures.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame.
Even when Trump is reading directly from the Bible, he sounds like he's making it up. He sounds like he's trying to distract a priest while his fellow altar boys steal the communion wine. 2 Corinthians. Oh, there were just 1 Corinthian. There were 2. That's what really made him quite a team. And, you know, you just can't beat 2 Corinthians at the same. I mean, that's a whole ballgame. Then Trump moved over to the White House, where he decided to hold his deranged victory speech or press conference or whatever it was. In fact, even Trump himself didn't seem to know what quite to call it.
This is really not a news conference. It's not a speech. It's not anything.
This ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. The point is, I'm a psycho killer and I'm burning down the house.
This really wasn't a speech or a press conference or anything. It was a chance to lash out at critics, spin wild conspiracy theories, and soothe his wounded ego.
First went through Russia, Russia, Russia. It was all bull. Think of it. A phone call. A very good phone call. I know bad phone calls.
Trump claimed that his 3 years as president have been marred by traitors trying to take him down and kept using a few insane phrases in particular.
It was evil, it was corrupt, it was dirty cops, it was leakers and liars. The bad ones, the leakers, the liars, the dirty cops, horrible, dirty cops. When I fired that sleazebag, it was the top scum. We caught him in the act. Dirty cops.
Is he whining about impeachment or narrating a movie trailer?
It was the bad ones, the leakers, the liars, the dirty cops. And the only one who could take them down was Serpidope.
I hope this is a reminder to everyone who thought Trump had somehow managed to restrain himself during the State of the Union 2 days ago that Trump we saw today was the real Trump. And it's the Trump we're going to keep seeing for the next 9 months until the election, because it's pretty clear from his vengeful, celebratory tone that Trump wanted this to be the week that, for all intents and purposes, he kicked off his 2020 reelection campaign. Although, I'm not sure Trump ever really stopped campaigning. He spends more time in arenas than Jon Bon Jovi.
You ready to rock, Kansas? This is Missouri, you idiot!
It's true that Trump was acquitted. His good news was stepped on by the fact that Republican Senator Mitt Romney sided with Democrats and voted to convict him. Romney rained on Trump's parade, which is bad news for Trump because he doesn't know how to use an umbrella. Even with the acquittal, that one vote is a historical stain that will remain on Trump's presidency forever. That fact's gonna show up on Trivial Pursuit cards years from now. Who is the only president in history to have a senator of his own party vote to remove him from office? Hint, the answer is not...
Abe Lincoln, honest Abe.
Now, Romney knew he would pay a political price for this decision because Trump allies had already warned that if Republicans vote against the president, your head will be on a pike.
No, please, no!
This one's your father. This one here. Look at it and see what happens to traitors.
Romney was asked about that danger in an interview on Fox News.
You realize this is war. Donald Trump will never forgive you for this.
There's a hymn that is sung in my church. It's an old Protestant hymn, which is, do what is right, let the consequence follow.
There's probably no better way to flummox Donald Trump than by quoting a religious hymn, because he has no idea what it means. When Trump hears the phrase old Protestant hymn, he probably thinks it's referring to a member of his cabinet.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of old Protestant hymns, and I got one Protestant her.
And sure enough, Trump did fire back at Romney yesterday with a bizarre ad aimed at a member of his own party.
Like presidents do.
Accusing Romney of being a secret Democratic traitor. But I'm not sure the ad had quite the damaging effect on Romney that Trump hoped it would have.
Slick, slippery, stealthy. Mitt Romney had us fooled. Posing as a Republican, he tried to infiltrate Trump's administration as Secretary of State. Now his cover's blown. Exposed by news reports as a Democrat's secret asset.
There's a man who leads a life of plainness. Voted to convict an ignoramus. Sometimes toes the party line, but went his own way this one time. Odds are he'll be banned from Mar-a-Lago. Secret acid man, secret acid man. You look like a stock photo in a store-bought picture frame. They're the orange faces that you find. A hair transplant can't hide a stupid mind. Your ties are made of silk. Your favorite drink is milk. You add it to your decaf macchiato. Secret acid man. Secret acid man. You hold it with your conscience. You are a good more man.
I mean, I didn't think it was possible to take a boring private equity robot like Romney and turn him into James Bond, but somehow Trump did it. And yet, while Romney stood alone among Republicans in holding Trump accountable, others who voted to acquit Trump tried to dodge questions about their votes, especially the deeply vulnerable senators facing re-election in swing states in 2020. Take Maine Senator Susan Collins, who sided with Trump on impeachment, but also tried to claim in an interview with Fox News last night that Trump had learned his lesson.
Will something in you be disappointed if you never see any evidence that he has learned a lesson, or if he does something like this again?
Very much so. I hoped that the president would have learned from the fact that he was impeached by the House. There were so many of us who are Republicans in the Senate who were very critical of the call. The call was wrong. Parts of the call were fine.
You really are stupid.
What do you mean parts of the call were fine? He nailed the hello, and I thought the goodbye was solid, too. Put it right back in the cradle when he was done. Collins was then asked if Trump had given her any assurances that he had learned his lesson, and she admitted he had not.
Did he give you any assurance that he would not do something like that again, accept foreign help in anything related to someone that might be running with him? Did you talk to him about it at all?
I've had no conversations with him throughout the trial.
So why do you have that feeling that he has changed, that he learned a lesson?
Well, I may not be correct on that. It's more aspirational on my part.
Oh, it's aspirational. That's nice. Do you have one of those motivational posters up in your office? You know, like the one with the cat that says, hang in there, he might not be a criminal. Then there was Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, another deeply vulnerable Republican facing a tough re-election in a swing state. Gardner also sided with Trump on impeachment. Last night, on a local news station, he was asked repeatedly if Trump's actions were appropriate and would not answer the question, while also insisting he was answering the question.
Do you believe it's appropriate for the President of the United States to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival, yes or no?
That wasn't the question that we had last night or that we had in impeachment.
Was the president's behavior appropriate, though?
But that wasn't the question.
So clearly not answering that question. Is that?
Well, I did answer the question about impeachment.
No, you didn't. These guys all have the same Trump brain disease where they think they can just Jedi mind trick us into not believing what we're seeing. That's why Trump's always doing that thing with his hands, you know? He's trying to pull an Obi-Wan Kenobi on us, but instead he just looks like he's playing an invisible accordion. Those aren't the droids you're looking for. You guys want to hear a polka? You want to hear a polka? The fundamental tenets of Trumpism and the modern Republican Party are grievance and paranoia, and that was on full display in Trump's deranged press conference today. But vulnerable Republicans in swing states are struggling to defend that behavior because a majority of Americans in polls still believe that the president's crimes cannot be
tolerated.
Not only did Trump go after Romney, he's back on the Hunter Biden horse. Today, he made what might be his most ridiculous statement yet.
They don't think it's corrupt when a son that made no money, that got thrown out of the military, that had no money at all, is working for $3 million up front, $83,000 a month. They think that's okay. Because if it is Ivanka in the audience? Is Ivanka here? Boy, my kids could make a fortune. They could make a fortune. It's corrupt.
Ivanka's like, could you leave me out of this? I've got shoes to sell when this is over. The idea that Donald Trump would criticize anyone for any kind of nepotism is... He put his son-in-law in charge of peace in the Middle East. His kids are the poster children for political privilege. This dopey Donald Jr., he is so desperate for daddy's love. This is what he posted to Instagram yesterday. Mom jeans? Because you're a p-. I mean... And if Mitt Romney really was that, your father would have grabbed him by now, by the way. And also...
Trump's Republican co-conspirators shielded him from a true accounting of his crimes last week. The lone Republican who defied Trump and voted to convict him was Utah Senator Mitt Romney, and Trump and his allies are still furious about it. Over the weekend, Trump tweeted out an insane screed from one of his favorite Fox News hosts, Jeanine Pirro, who went after Romney on her show.
The first United States senator in American history to vote to convict the president of his own party, Mitt Romney. The sole and only Republican to vote to convict President Trump. How dare he? How could he? And why would he? You want to use that nothing burger to convict the President of the United States? Are you stupid too? You take non-evidence that the Democrats refuse to present as the reason to convict the president in an economy that is unparalleled, with a military whose strength is unequaled, with a population where 90% are happy with their lives. You really are stupid.
He's stupid. You sound like you got cut from the first episode of Real Housewives of Long Island for flipping over a table at your son's communion. Anthony, take off that Batman hoodie! It's a special day, are you stupid? So Trump's attacking critics and celebrating his acquittal, and now Trump wants to go one step further. He wants his impeachment expunged from the record completely, as if that were somehow even possible, which it's not.
They should, because it was a hoax. That's a very good question. Should they expunge the impeachment in the House? They should, because it was a hoax. It was a total political hoax.
There's no way Trump even knows what the word expunge means.
Of course I know what it means. It means you used to be a sponge.
By acquitting Trump, Republicans explicitly gave Trump license to cheat again in the 2020 election, something he will absolutely do if he has the chance. Remember, Rudy Giuliani's henchman, Lev Parnas, said explicitly in an interview with Rachel Maddow that he was working directly for the president, and yet the Senate refused to hear any of this during the trial.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
That might be the only time anyone has said President Trump knew exactly what was going on. Most of the time, he has no idea what's going on. That's why he's always meandering around the White House lawn in circles like he lost one of his cufflinks in the grass. Also, just remember, that's a key witness and henchman to the president confessing to a corrupt scheme to cheat in an election, and Senate Republicans just acquitted Trump without even hearing about any of that evidence. In fact, at this very moment, Rudy is continuing to pursue his various insane investigations. For example, over the weekend on Fox News, Rudy claimed that President Obama and Vice President Biden conspired in 2016 to dig up dirt on Trump's convicted former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who is now in jail for money laundering and tax fraud. But at the same time, Rudy also tried to tease a new podcast.
Obama and Biden representatives tell Ukrainian officials, get me dirt on Manafort.
Right.
I have three witnesses to that.
Really?
One, two, three. If you go to my podcast, you'll see one of them right now.
You really are stupid.
Can you even imagine what Rudy's podcast sounds like? It's probably the opposite of an ASMR video. If you listen to it, you'll lie awake at night with your eyes wide open, just like Rudy Giuliani. And yet Trump's government is now actually taking these conspiracy theories seriously. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham revealed on Sunday that there's now a formal process in place for sending Rudy's findings directly to Attorney General Bill Barr for further investigation. And today, Barr confirmed that process is real. And not only are Republicans pursuing corrupt investigations of their political rivals, they're also taking revenge on people who crossed Trump.
Since Trump got acquitted in his impeachment trial, now he's ready for revenge on anyone... Sorry, too late. He's ready for revenge on anyone he believes wronged him. On Friday, Donald Trump proved that he's more spite than man when he fired impeachment witnesses Gordon Sondland and Alexander Vindman in a post-acquittal purge. Yes, Trump has gone full strongman. He's making a list of enemies, and he's changed the name of his resort to Mar-a-Gulago. Then, Trump proved that revenge is a dish best served stupid.
You really are stupid.
Because he also fired Vindman's twin brother, an Army Lieutenant Colonel who worked as a lawyer on the National Security Council staff.
Oh, it's always been my fantasy to fire twins. You know, everybody fantasizes about firing twins. But then you get in there and they're just firing each other. What am I supposed to do? Just sit in the corner and furiously fire myself?
I'm grateful to my father's brave act of hope 40 years ago and for the privilege of being an American citizen and public servant, where I can live free and free of fear for mine and my family's safety. Do not worry, I'll be fine for telling the truth.
And why do you have confidence that you can do that and tell your dad not to worry?
Congressman, because this is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all of my brothers have served, and here, right matters.
You really are stupid.
President Trump is charging full speed ahead on his vindictive victory lap, sounding like he's on a warpath against his perceived enemies.
Trump also fired Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland, despite being asked not to by a handful of Republican senators. How dumb are these senators? You voted not to do the one thing that could have taken him down. That's like saying, now that we've gotten rid of all the town silver bullets, that werewolf will really listen to us. Sit. Sit, werewolf. Sit. Yeah! Yeah! Ah! Kill me! Kill me!
Donald Trump's incapable of imagining anyone doing anything out of any motivation other than self-interest. Like all authoritarians, he demands loyalty and retaliates against anyone who refuses to genuflect to him. He's subverting our democracy and the rule of law to his personal, political, and financial will. And if you're a Republican who can't see that...
You really are stupid.
Two federal prosecutors in the Roger Stone criminal case have resigned this afternoon. This follows an astonishing decision by the Justice Department to pull back on its recommended sentence of 7 to 9 years prison time for Roger Stone. That original recommendation was part of a sentencing memorandum filed yesterday in D.C. and was apparently consistent with federal guidelines.
Sometimes you feel like Donald Trump is corrupting all of the democratic institutions that we hold dear. Well, I've got some good news for you. You're not crazy to feel that way. Last year, Stone was convicted of 7 felonies, including lying under oath, forging documents, engaging in a relentless and elaborate campaign to silence a witness by threatening bodily harm.
Then came the Trump tweets. This one posted just before 2 a.m. this morning. Quote, "This is a horrible and very unfair situation. The real crimes were on the other side, as nothing happens to them. Cannot allow this miscarriage of justice." A few hours later, reports surfaced suggesting senior Justice Department officials would intervene to overrule the prosecutors in the Stone case. One of the prosecutors who resigned this afternoon, Aaron Zelinsky, was also part of Robert Mueller's team. He'll leave Washington and return to his old post as a U.S. attorney in Maryland.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
A third prosecutor who worked on the Roger Stone case has resigned. His name is Adam Jed. So now 3 of the 4 prosecutors who were working on the Roger Stone case.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Michael Mirando, a federal prosecutor who was on the Stone case, has now joined the rest of his team
in leaving this case.
Another one bust the dust. Another one bust the dust. Ow! Another one bust the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bust the dust.
Chuck, this is a truly shocking development. What legal sources are telling me that they have never seen this happen before, where the attorney general and senior officials at the Justice Department weigh in and reverse a decision by line prosecutors. It's one thing to have a debate about what the appropriate sentencing recommendation is before you file the document, but once this thing has been filed in court, that was the Justice Department's position. And you had them today reverse the position and basically say that thing we wrote yesterday is not an accurate reflection of what we think the fair sentence is. So it's little wonder that so far three prosecutors who prepared inside that document have withdrawn from the case, and one has quit altogether. And it's really raising fundamental questions, Chuck, about politicization of the department, even though the Justice Department is saying they made this decision before Donald Trump tweeted about what he thinks is the unfairness of the sentencing recommendation. Let me just read you what a former senior DOJ official, David Loftman, said. He said this was a shocking, crammed-down political intervention in the criminal justice process. We are now truly at a break-the-glass-in-case-of-fire moment for the Justice Department, Chuck.
Susan Collins said that Donald Trump had learned a lesson. Yeah, he sure has learned a lesson. He has learned that he can do anything he wants. And evidently, there are a whole group of Republicans who are willing to lock arms around him and protect him from impeachment and protect him from consequences and to do his every bidding.
A number of Republicans who were critical of the president during the impeachment proceeding said, we think he's learned a lesson in the wake of this. The question is, has he learned a lesson? And that's what a lot of Democrats have been asking, particularly when they see this development or the ousters, for example.
Another one today. There's also a Pentagon.
Correct.
It was supposed to be a Senate confirmed position, somebody in an acting role. Boom, yanked, right?
Is this president not more emboldened in the wake of his acquittal? And is this not yet another example of that?
So Donald Trump and his attorney general are using the Justice Department to go easy on his cronies. The only difference between this and a banana republic is that Trump does not eat fruit.
Simmering with rage, fixated on exacting revenge against those he feels betrayed him and insulated by a compliant Republican Party, is increasingly comfortable doing so to the point of feeling untouchable, according to the president's advisors and allies.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.